addiction. Prevent relapse to start living a mentally healthy life. A guide for the addict and the family and friends that love them and support their recovery. Written by Fabian Benavides. Chapter 1, Making the Commitment to Heal. See, change doesn't happen by accident. Breaking free from compulsive sexual behaviors requires a conscious decision, one that comes with challenges, but also the potential for deep, lasting transformation. The decision to recover isn't just about stopping a habit, it's about reclaiming control over your life, rebuilding self-respect, and creating a future that aligns with your values. Addiction thrives in secrecy, avoidance, and denial. The first step toward healing is an honest acknowledgement of where things stand. Not with self-judgment or shame, but with clarity and self-compassion. No one sets out to develop an addiction, yet here it is, taking up space in daily life, influencing emotions, and shaping decisions in ways that no longer feel right. The question now is, what do you truly want? Healing isn't just about quitting a behavior, it's about redefining what fulfillment looks like. It's about shifting focus from short-lived pleasure to long-term satisfaction. It's about visualizing a life where self-worth isn't dictated by compulsions, where confidence isn't eroded by guilt, and where relationships thrive on real connection rather than secrecy or escapism. A strong commitment to recovery isn't built on vague hopes or fleeting motivation. It's built on clear reasons, concrete goals, and a willingness to take the first step, even when it feels uncertain. Defining your reasons for seeking recovery. The decision to seek recovery is deeply personal. No two people arrive at this point for the same exact reason, but there is always a turning point, a moment of realization that things need to change. Without a clear understanding of why recovery matters, the process can feel like an uphill battle. Willpower alone won't sustain long-term change, but having strong personal reasons will. Recognizing the cost of addiction. To understand why recovery is necessary, it's important to take an honest look at what addiction has taken away. How has it affected daily life, relationships, self-worth, or long-term goals? Many people struggle for years, feeling trapped in a cycle of shame and frustration, not realizing the full extent of what's at stake. Some common ways addiction may negatively impact life include emotional drain, feelings of guilt, shame, or regret that linger after acting on compulsions. Lost time, hours spent engaging in addictive behaviors that could have been used for personal growth, relationships, or meaningful activities. Relationship struggles, disconnection, dishonesty, or unmet emotional and physical needs in romantic or personal relationships. Declining self-worth, feeling powerless over compulsions can erode confidence and lead to negative self-perception. Diminished motivation, difficulty focusing on long-term goals due to the instant gratification cycle of addiction. Seeing these consequences laid out can be uncomfortable, but that discomfort is necessary. It highlights the urgency for change. Clarifying personal motivations. Once the costs of addiction are clear, the next step is defining what makes recovery worth it. What does a life free from addiction look like? What specific benefits would come from breaking the cycle? This isn't about vague aspirations. It's about deeply personal, compelling reasons that will serve as anchors during difficult moments. Consider these reflection questions. What do I